Hi everyone, welcome to this preview of Renew. I am Hiro Boga and I'm so happy to be here with all of you today. I'm honored that you trust me with your time and your attention, and I'm really grateful that you're here. I like to begin everything that I do with an attunement. Any time that we gather together in the spirit of service, of love, of generativity, we create an energy field together that enhances all of our intentions. So let's begin first simply by attuning to the spirit of our circle. And to the sacred in each of us. Power and the sacredness that we weave together. We invite the devas of the four cardinal directions to anchor north, south, east, and west for us and with us. We ask the Deva of the earth to hold the direction of below, the Deva of the cosmos to hold the direction of above, and our own souls and the souls of our businesses, the Devas of our businesses, to hold the direction of within. We invite the spirit of service, of truth, of joy, and of love. Into our circle, knowing that these are qualities of our own soul, so they're within us too. Thank you. We have people from every corner of the world, other than, I think, the Arctic and the Antarctic, on this call. But here in my corner of the Pacific Northwest of Canada, spring has arrived. The pandemic has taken a really dreadful toll over the past year and more. But that dread that has shadowed this past year is lifting. And life is reasserting itself. There's a little robin hopping around on the rooftop outside my window. The soul of Renew began knocking on the door of my heart back in early January. And it took a while for me to say yes to it. I think we were all, I certainly was, traumatized by what was happening in the world. It took a while to trust that there was enough stability in the world to invite dreaming and creating together again. It took reassurances from the Deva of the Earth and the Deva of humanity and the Deva of my business before I summoned up enough courage to say yes to Renew. Collectively, we've paddled through the rocky, shallow waters of survival, and now we look beyond them to a horizon that's irrevocably altered by what we've experienced this past year. But one that reminds us of all the possibility and beauty that life offers us. So here we are, gathered together to talk about soul and business. In our businesses, we create a world that is living proof that it's possible to create the world we want to live in and the world we want to leave for the generations that will follow us. In our businesses, we craft a world of love and kindness, prosperity and peace, a world where justice, generosity, and grace are the ways in which we mark success. Business is, or it can be, a source of blessing and renewal for ourselves and our world. But for your business to be this, it must emerge from your own unique personhood, from your heart, your genius, your belly, your gifts, from everything that you love, from all the things that move and shape you. You are a boundless soul in a boundaried incarnation. And your business is too. Business is, first and foremost, the creative playground in which you learn to live a truly human life, a life that grapples with and unfolds within the contradictions and complexities, the beauty, the joy, the grief and heartbreak of this world. You undertake this journey in partnership with your soul, which is limitless and which holds an infinite variety of qualities and potentials. And as an entrepreneur, you undertake your business's journey in partnership with your business's soul, which also holds infinite soul qualities and potentials. So in everything that you do in your business and in your life, you're always navigating these two interdependent but different realms. The realm of soul, which has its limitless quality, which has its own laws. It functions in a different way than the world in which we live, the incarnate world in which we live. In the realm of soul, events unfold effortlessly and in seemingly miraculous ways. And then there's the realm of your humanity, which requires creative action and effort to craft the world of your business, to craft the story of your life and the story of your business. And you do that one choice and one courageous action at a time. Your business is an incarnate being, just like you. It has its own soul. It has an evolving physical life. As its partner, one of your key tasks is to develop the skills to navigate your relationship with your business in all of its dimensions, both on its soul levels and in its physical incarnation. On a soul level, this means creating a deep and abiding relationship with the Deva of your business. On a physical level, it means understanding what it takes to create a vibrant, flourishing business that provides for you and for all that you love and that serves your community in ways that are in harmony with your most cherished values and your truest desires. Times of stress and upheaval turf us out of the ruts into which we inevitably settle when things are stable, when life seems stable. They invite us, sometimes forcibly, to consider deeply what we truly value and to relinquish complacency for creative, generative renewal. They invite us, sorry, I haven't talked this much on the phone for a very long time, so my throat is froggy today. Yeah, these times of stress invite us into a soul deep exploration of who we are now, what we want now for ourselves and for our world. So we're here together for a mini experience of the 8-day immersion that is Renew. Over these 8 days, from April 11th to 18, we'll weave a powerful energy field of clarity, truth, transformation, story making, and creative play. In this field, you and the soul of your business will reconnect to revitalize your relationship and to work together to renew the world of your business. My intentions for the Renew immersion are to create a nurturing space in which you experience the magic that happens when you embrace all of who you are and the joy of creating a business in which the soul of your business can be fully itself too. All of you is welcome here. You can be creative and bold, vulnerable and tender, curious, afraid, brave, tired. Your whole humanity is welcome here, because your humanity is your genius. Genius isn't something outside of you. It isn't even a rare creature who lives in the woodlands of your heart. Your genius is the sum total of who you are. It's your whole personhood. It's woven from your lineage and your genetic heritage, your family upbringing, the cultural environment that shaped you. It's right there in your likes and dislikes and the things that you love and you love to do, no matter how small or inconsequential or ridiculous they may seem. It's in everything that makes you you, as unique and irreplaceable as your own fingerprint. Your genius thrives when you embrace and make room for every bit of you to be heard, seen, and to flourish. In a world that loves to dictate what is normal, what is proper, what is right, what you should be, what your business should be, it's a radical act to choose to be yourself. It's radical to choose to create your business in your own way and to shape a world in your business that protects and supports your uniqueness, your personhood, your genius. When you do this, you also create a business that honors and nurtures the genius of everyone who enters the world of your business. And that is the true gift, as far as I'm concerned, of entrepreneurship. There are many different traditions and programs that offer to map your uniqueness through their own methodology and lens, from astrology to the Enneagram to StrengthsFinder and love languages, and I don't know, there's hundreds of them out there. We humans have a penchant for taxonomies and classification. You may find some of these useful in the early stages of your exploration into yourself and into the uniqueness of your business. But ultimately, your journey as an entrepreneur, your journey as a person, is a journey of relationship. You become more fully yourself by consciously cultivating a relationship of love and trust with every aspect of you. And there are no shortcuts to that process. It's a lifelong process. I have lived on this planet for over 70 years, and to me, every day continues to be a journey of discovery. You deepen your relationship with yourself through daily connection with your soul, by exploring what you love and what you want no part of, by trusting your choices and acting on them and acting on your intuition, acting on your desires with courage and faith. When you do this consistently, you develop a profound understanding of who you are, what nurtures you, what depletes you, what kinds of boundaries you need to create in order to protect your innermost being, what kinds of environments invite your creative spirit to play, where and when and how you flourish, and so much more. You come into this life to express the gifts of your soul, to experience the full range of your humanity, and to develop a loving, creative, generative heart that serves your world joyfully. Knowing and trusting yourself deeply is the foundation for all your relationships, including your relationship with the deva of your business. The quality of your relationship with yourself determines the quality of all your relationships. It also profoundly shapes the world of your business. It determines what kind of business you'll create, whom you'll serve, how you'll serve them, and why. If your gift is for improvisation, your business will function more like a jazz quartet than a symphony orchestra. If careful planning and preparation are the scaffolding that bring out the business artist in you, then you'll build those into the world of your business. There is no one right way to do business. There is only the way that is right for you and the soul of your business. Now, your business, too, has its own needs that are different from yours. This is where hiring, training, and retaining the right team members becomes crucial to developing a cohesive and harmonious business. Hire people whose genius is different from yours. Hire people who know and value themselves and their own gifts, whose gifts contribute to the world of your business in ways that yours do not. Give them the support, training, and resources they need to bring their whole selves into their work, and they and the world of your business will flourish. Do the same thing for your customers. Do the same thing for anyone who enters the world of your business. Let that be one of the central elements of the world of your business, that desire that everyone who enters it feels at home there, belongs there, and is able to be their fullest selves there. So let's take a moment now, and if I invite you to close your eyes and drop your gaze down into the cavity of your body. Every experience you ever had, every age you ever been, every age you ever will be, your past, your present, and your future, are all held within the structure of your body, which is your soul made flesh. So invite into the open space of your heart a circle of what I'll call your inner selves. You can call them by whatever name you like, but they are every part of you. They are the you that loves jelly beans on toast for breakfast, and the you that has profound depth and profound relationship with your own sacred work. Invite all of your inner selves into a circle in your heart. And stand or sit in the center of this circle and welcome every part of you. Just notice how each part of you is sitting in this circle. Are there aspects of you that are kind of hiding in the back? Are there parts of you that are blazing and radiant and full of joy, parts of you that are broken or feel ashamed? Just meet every single part of yourself with loving care, with empathy, with the desire to know and to understand and to experience the world through their particular lens. Some of these parts of you you may be really familiar with. Some of them you may even take for granted. Others may be small, they may be seeds or potentials, they may be baby-sized and are waiting for you to help grow them. There may be future selves in there who offer a perspective that spans periods of time that you haven't lived yet. So take a moment and go over to each of these inner selves. Hold each one's hand and offer them your unconditional presence. and invite them to share their presence with you. Yes, they are parts of you, but they may be parts of you that are in closer or more distant relationship with the whole of you. So take your time with this. Again, there's no one right way to do this. Just meet them as you would meet someone you love, so deeply and truly that you simply want to know them as they are. Notice how, as you embrace every part of yourself, the gifts of your soul that that part of you holds enter the center of your circle and begin to form the shape of your genius. This is a lifelong exploration. And if there's nothing else that you take away from this call today, I hope that you will begin to develop a relationship with every part of you, because every part of you is part of your genius, is part of your soul and your incarnation. For now, finish up and return to the center of your circle and experience your genius. Experience it as a felt sense in your body. That is made up of all these different aspects of you, all these different vibrations, all these different frequencies, all these different experiences and gifts. And make a commitment to your genius that everything that you do in your life and in the world of your business, you will do with this central intention of protecting and nurturing and supporting the genius that is your life. Mm. ahead and open your eyes. Just place a hand on your heart. Remind your inner selves that you are right there with them. And you will continue to be with them throughout the rest of our time here together. Our focus during Renew will be to revitalize your relationship with yourself, your genius, and your business, Deva, and to craft a new vision for the world of your business in the years ahead. To review the current state of your business's ecosystem in 8 essential areas of the world of your business, and compare each one to the vision that you've articulated for it. To clarify the primary challenge you'll need to address to bring the world of your business into greater harmony and alignment with your vision for its unfolding life. And to connect with the main opportunity that is rising on the horizon of your business. And to clarify who you need to be and what you need to do now to be ready to embrace it when it arrives. As the CEO of your business, it's not often that you have the luxury of time and breathing room to tend and befriend your own desires for your business's flow and future. This immersion is a rare opportunity for you to step back and take a clear-eyed look at the world of your business so you can realign it with your true desires and craft a new story for your business, one that meets your own needs and those of the people and causes whom you serve, in a world that is profoundly changed by the events of this past year. After all the challenges and upheaval this year has brought us, and the ongoing uncertainty that has become a feature of our lives, you're not the same person you were a year ago. Neither are your customers and clients. Your desires may have changed. Theirs most likely have too. We are all living differently, feeling differently, thinking differently at the end of March 2021 than we were at the end of March 2020. The offers that have been the mainstay of your business may need refinement to meet this new reality of the people you serve. The way you do business may also require revisioning and refinement in light of your own changing needs and desires. We aren't throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but rather attuning empathetically to what you, your business, and your customers need now at this stage in the life of our collective. We'll take a close look at whether and how you want to reshape your business to meet those needs in a responsible, responsive, and sustainable way. Your business is an ecosystem that emerges from and coalesces around a co-creative partnership between you and the soul or the deva of your business. That relationship, which is at the heart of your business, has likely changed too in the fret and heat of this past year. The love between you and your business that was once a river of tender feeling may have morphed into a stop-start of overwhelm and obligation. You know what you should be doing, you know what you want to be doing, but maybe you're finding it hard to dig yourself out of the deep furrow of trauma and joylessness that this past year has carved into the body of our world. Or maybe you're feeling the sap rising and are so very happy to emerge out of the cave of this year into the sunlight of renewal. Your elan, your vitality are in full flow and you're raring to go. You have a dozen ideas, all of them brilliant. Your challenge then becomes to choose the one or two that are most ripe for development and to set a new course for your business that's aligned with your values and desires now. This liminal space, like all threshold spaces, offers the grace in which to ask yourself some fundamental questions. What really matters to me now? In the wake of so much uncertainty and upheaval, what remains essential? What remains ongoing and stable in my life? How How does my business serve what is as essential to me as breath? You're not trying to figure the answers to these questions out right now. You're just dropping them like pebbles into a pool of water, into the pool of your consciousness, where they will do their work and unfold over time. What matters to my world now? In a world dying of greed and disconnection, when my community has suffered unfathomable loss, how can my business serve what is truly essential? How can my business and I offer real solace and deep nourishment? What is the dream that my business is dreaming for its precious unfolding life? What is the dream I'm dreaming for my own precious unfolding life? Where is my business now in relationship to its dream? And finally, what is the single biggest challenge that my business and I face right now? Is it the need to renew profitability, which is the foundation of everything that makes the world of your business possible? Is it understanding how to meet the changing needs of my community? Is the challenge my ability to deliver a truly nourishing experience to everyone who enters the world of my business without depleting myself, without leaving myself out of that nourishment? And then the next question, how will my life and my business be different once this challenge is resolved? And the final question that we will explore in Renew is, what is the opportunity that is rising like the sun on the horizon of my business? How can I prepare myself and my business to embrace this opportunity and weave it into the evolving world of my business? You're in business to serve your own life and that of the people and causes you love. So in this immersion, you'll clarify your values, you'll review the existing shape and structure of your business, and you'll evaluate your relationship with each aspect of your business. It's human to gravitate towards those aspects of your business with which you feel most comfortable, just like it's human for us to gravitate to those aspects of ourselves with which we are most familiar. For many of you whose business grew out of a deep creative passion, your relationship with your craft may be intimate and profound. Meanwhile, those aspects of your business that make you uncomfortable are likely the ones with which you have the most ambivalent or difficult relationship. And yet, tending to your relationship with the more challenging aspects of your business will bring immense rewards. You'll shape a unified, integrated, elegant, coherent ecosystem in the world of your business. Loving every aspect of your business will help you to grow and renew the depth, passion, tenderness, and joy in your relationship with your business. And it will allow the genius of your business to flourish and to reveal itself more and more powerfully, just as the genius of your own being coalesced into a form and a shape the more that you embraced every aspect of yourself. When you and your business are intimate partners with an unshakable bond of love and trust between you, you become a beacon of possibility and inspiration for everyone who enters the world of your business. You become a living reminder that they can do this too. People are attracted to joy, to deep, generous, tender love. When the world of your business is infused with these qualities, your community wants to hang out with you. They want their own version of what you've created. They long for what you offer. You remind them through every interaction they have with your business that they too can have a life in a business filled with their own genius, their own love and joy and abundance, tender regard and true nourishment. The state of your relationship with your business is a powerful indicator of the state of your relationship with yourself. When the relationship between you and your business is transactional, when it's distant or ambivalent, when it's based on shoulds and must-dos, guilt, obligation, overwhelm, people feel the disconnection at the heart of your business and they stay away. Your offers may be brilliantly designed and beautifully marketed, but they'll attract the wrong people to your business, or they won't sell as well as you'd hoped. Or they'll sell through the glamour and buzz that you create with your sales funnels and your marketing campaigns, but in the end, your customers walk away feeling empty. And whether they realize it or not, they will be disappointed that the results that they had hoped to get from the world of your business are not congruent with the experience that they wanted to have. Success in business is measured by the values that make your life whole and successful. That's it. It's as simple as that. Take a moment and just regroup. Take the middle and index fingers of your dominant hand and place them just behind your ear on your carotid artery. You'll feel a pulse. You'll feel the pulse of your own heartbeat, the blood moving through your body there. And then take your awareness, and still keeping your fingers on your pulse, take your awareness up above the top of your head, about a foot above the top of your head, and drop straight down through the top of your head, into the center of your head, into the space behind your eyes and upper pad. And then drop a gold cord from the center of your head to the base of your skull. And let that cord then flow down through your spine, through the earth below you. To connect with the Deva of the earth in the clearest, purest heart of the earth. As you settle into your genius, into your body, into your breath, into your presence, into the presence of your soul, I want you to become aware of the boundary of your energy field all around you. It's kind of arms width around you. So if you want to raise your arms up over your head and sweep them out on either side of you, that's about where the boundaries of the energy field are at the moment. This is a really fluid boundary, and in some ways it's an artificial one, and yet in terms of your incarnation it is an essential one. So as you breathe in, feel this boundary expanding very slightly, like a second skin. As you breathe out, feel it contracting very slightly. And just feel that expansion and contraction of the boundary of your energy field right now. And then place a little gold ball at the edge of your energy field, about the level of your heart, and let it circulate around your energy field, around your boundary. It's to remind you that the bulk of your incarnate beingness is inside this boundary. In a minute, we're going to meet the deva of your business. And one of the important things in this relationship, as in any relationship, is that you are both sovereign beings, which means, and with your own frequencies, with your own vibrational energy fields. And as sovereign beings, you meet in a space that is not inside either of your energy fields, which is why we're spending this moment to define and feel where your own boundary lies. Go ahead and put your hand on your heart and tune in to that deep love that you felt for your inner selves, for your own genius, for your own life. Tune in also to someone or something that you love so profoundly and are so devoted to that all you want is for them to be who they are. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And as you feel that quality of love infusing your heart and flowing out through your body and into your energy field all around you and filling your boundary, invite the deva of your business, the soul of your business, to come and meet you outside the boundary of your energy field, out in front of you. Devas are non-physical beings. They are neither male nor female. They have no form. They have no shape. So let go of anything you think you know about the soul of your business. And simply let yourself experience from this field of love, the love that is the soul of your business. Experience it the way you experience the presence of someone maybe you've met for the first time. You don't know anything about them, but you know a lot just from your experience of their presence. So meet your business deva as if you were meeting it for the very first time, even though you have a long history with it. A history that probably has its antecedents long before this incarnation and this lifetime. feel its particular contours, its particular qualities, its humor, its love, its power, its joy. The deva of your business holds in its energy field the blueprint or the pattern for the perfect unfolding of the life of your business. Just as your own soul holds the pattern for the perfect unfolding of your own life. This pattern is not fixed, it's not prescriptive. It will unfold in a variety of different ways, depending on your own creativity, on the choices that you make, on the ways in which you collaborate and partner with the deva of your business. So in this creation that is your business, that is the world of your business, you and your business deva craft its vision and its pattern into a shape and a form and an incarnation that exists in the physical world. Your business deva cannot act in the physical world except through you. It has all kinds of capacities. It has its own allies. It has its own purposes. It can create opportunities for you that seemingly come out of the blue. But it cannot take a meeting for you. It cannot. It can come to you with you to the meeting, but it can't take a meeting for you. So this is very much a sovereign partnership. You're equal partners. You just have different zones of genius. You have different abilities, different capacities. And together you can create a world in your business that is more powerful, more radiant, more full of service and joy and contribution to your world than either of you could create alone. Again, if this is the second thing you take away from this preview, I hope it will be the beginning of an ongoing conversation between you and the deva of your business. Get to know it. Get to know how it communicates with you. Devas communicate in a variety of different ways. Because there is a big energy differential between you and your business deva, and this is true of you and any deva because you're in a human form and they are non-human beings. Each of you will have to step up or step down to meet somewhere in the middle. And what you experience of your business deva today will be different than what you will experience of your business deva a year from now. Your experience will always grow and expand. You learn more about it as you grow yourself. You can only experience within its field what you are able to harmonize with in yours. So this relationship will grow you in ways that nothing else will. I've been in business for 40 years, and this is, you know, and I have two boys who are young men now who I love with all my heart, but this is the most intimate relationship of my life. And it will be of yours too. Okay. Thank you, business deva, for this connection. I've invited to return to its own realm. And when you're ready, come back to yourself, open your eyes. In the Renew Immersion, we will begin by clarifying and articulating a conscious vision for each aspect of your business's life. We will begin this process first by completing the 14 chapters in the World of Your Business playbook. We'll follow this process up with a clarity business review where you'll examine the state of your business as it is now. We'll compare your vision with the real world of your business and identify patterns that need attention. We'll also define in detail, as I mentioned before, the biggest challenge your business faces. We will work to embrace that challenge as a gift, to transform it into an opportunity to bring your business into greater cohesiveness and alignment with your vision and that of your business's deva. But for now, for the purposes of this preview, we will work together to respond to the prompts in the first two chapters in the World of Your Business playbook. You received these as a PDF when you registered for this preview. If you've already printed out these pages, please have them ready along with a notebook and a pen, or open them on your digital device and open a new document for your responses to the prompts and questions in these two chapters. The first chapter reviews the origins of your business. Why does your business exist? What is its own reason for being? The second chapter defines the values and beliefs on which the business is founded, the world of your business is founded. What do people value, believe, and hold dear in the world of your business? So let's begin. And I will give you time to work with these prompts. Take your time with this, but don't second guess yourself. Trust your intuitive response. Trust your true desires. There's no one right way to do business. There's only the way that is right for you and that is resonant for you. If you find yourself searching for the right answer to a prompt, please stop. Ask yourself who you're trying to please. And then return to the prompt with the clear intention to express your true desires, your true self in this moment, knowing that you are also a constantly changing, constantly evolving being. I will be here on the phone with you, holding a field of clarity, truth, power, and grace as you write in your responses. And then once you complete, I will throw the floor open for your questions. Anything you want to share from this experience. So go ahead and begin. Okay, I'll give you a couple of minutes to finish up for now. This is, again, an exploration that you can continue on your own for as often as you wish, as many times in the life of your business as you wish. Thank you. At the moment, all of you are muted, just so that we have the clearest possible recording quality, since some of you may want to listen to this call later again. And we've had over 500 people sign up for this call, so there are going to be people who will listen to it after the call is over. Before I open the floor up for questions, I just wanted to mention that all the details about Renew are on my website at hiroboga.com, hiroboga.com/renew. So there's a complete schedule there. There is everything that you really need to know about Renew. If after reading it you have questions, please email support@hiroboga.com, and someone from my team will be happy to help. And now, let's have a conversation. So if you would like to share something from your experience today, or if you have questions, please press *2 on your telephone keypad. That is *2 on your telephone keypad. That will virtually raise your hand, and I will unmute you in the order in which your hand is raised. Hi, this is someone from San Jose. Hello.
Hello, Hiro. This is Fawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, Fawn. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. Thank you. I've really enjoyed being here in this container and being in this connection. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I'd like to inquire more about is, I have felt the Dave of my business and I have been like far from each other. Mm-hmm. And it's been okay, actually, in this last year, in the ways that I've been exploring just myself again.
Mm-hmm.
And now as we're today, when she first showed herself, and she's feminine. I mean, I'm not sorry, but she's very feminine. Mm-hmm. She's got it, the energy kind of surprised me, and I guess I'm. Seeing, I guess I want to inquire more about is, as I did the exercise, I could feel more of the communication because the expression was starting to show itself, which felt really good. And then as soon as I stopped, it felt really good. And yet there's still something here in me that I can just feel is almost like it's just it's unfamiliar. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like any other relationship, right? If this were your intimate partner, your spouse, or your child, and you had just spent a year apart, you'd go through that period of strangeness and unsettledness and unfamiliarity and kind of just weirdness, you know. And that after a while that softens and you begin to kind of resonate as you get to know each other again. You know, and this person that you kind of look at and go, who is this? You begin to recognize that deeper soul connection that may have gone underground but is never really lost. So I would really encourage you to just take time, you know, let go of agendas and wanting things to be in any particular way, and just meet whatever your experience is with your business, Deva, with that same love and empathy and compassion that you have for your inner self. You know, and that same curiosity, that wanting to know. It's like when you love somebody, you really want to get to know them. You know, beyond your own drama and beyond your own projections, you want to know who they are, right? Because in knowing who they are, you also get to know who you are.
Right. Yeah, this is making a lot of sense, and it's really, really helping. And of course, I can get that. And I'm seeing where my little frustration is, how do you have suggestion on, as we're reacquainting, I have this picture of us in the room, like looking at each other from the corners of our eyes, you know, checking each other out. Just about, really, is this the right time to be doing Renew? Because that's what's kind of here.
I can't answer that question for you, you know.
No, I know you cannot.
You need to kind of really feel into it for yourself. One of the things that is important to mention is that Renew is not meant for a business that is still in the startup or survival stage. So if that's your business, if you're still at the kind of early stages of your business where cash flow is your primary concern, then Renew is not the right container for you. The world of your business playbook is a great place to begin to lay that foundation in a conscious way. And I have a self-study program called Become Your Own Business Advisor that is 12 weeks self-paced, and that will take you much deeper into that connection with the soul of your business. But Renew has a very specific purpose, and it's primarily for women founders and CEOs of stable, mature businesses, because you have to. Your business needs to have certain structures in place for you to be able to compare your vision for it with what it is right now. Right. So I hope that helps you kind of with your own process of discernment. But, you know, there's always a place within you where you know what is right for you and when it's right for you. And for me, when I'm faced with those kinds of decisions, I just kind of put aside my own agenda and I simply ask. I invite my business neighbor into the inquiry, and I'll simply ask, let me know what is right at this time for me and for my business. No matter what. And the answer
Beautiful.
Is almost always there. Yeah.
Yes, it has. Yes, it is.
Good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you,
Faye. Vero.
Okay. Tracy from Toronto. Hello. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, thank you for taking my question. I just want to say thank you for also just being you. I actually found you last year during the pandemic when I started business, and it's such a great way to connect with the deva of my business because I had no resistance to it. And it's a great way to launch my business. So I want to say thank you for that. And I actually found it easy to connect to the deva of just nature, which is really cool. So I want to say thank you. I realized by you answering the question before me, I'm probably not a good fit for Renew because my business is under a year old. But I was wondering if I could ask you a question about incarnational purpose versus soul purpose. Because I have a very good idea. I've like come down to like six soul qualities or qualities of my business, but I'm having a difficult time discerning between the soul purpose and the incarnational purpose. So I was just wondering if you could, if you had maybe any information to help me.
Sure. Well, your soul's purposes are always about expressing and enhancing your soul's qualities and expressing them in the world in a way that serves and blesses your world. They're very simple. Your soul's purposes are very simple. And they can be fulfilled in many different ways. Your incarnational purposes come from your genius. They come from your personhood.
Okay.
They come from your, you know, everything that we talked about earlier in the call, from everything that makes you you. The things you're great at, the things you love to do, the things you get lost in. Those are all indicators of your incarnational purposes.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. All right. And then for somebody at my stage, we had a really big goal last year, but we're still fairly like a new business. Would you recommend be your own business advisor?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it really depends. Like I've had clients whose businesses were only a year or two old, but because they had previous businesses before, you know, in the second year of their business, they're already doing revenues of $10 million, right? So it's not, and they have all the structures in place to support that kind of growth. So it's not so much about longevity as it is about stability and maturity. It's that, you know, there are at different stages in the life of your business, you need different things.
100%. Okay, because I know that the feeling I have is that I need to, like, work with you in some capacity. I just don't know how that is. So when I saw this opportunity, I was like, well, this is just one step closer. So,
yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Tracy. Be well. Bye-bye. Christina calling from Ireland. Hi, Christina.
Hello. Can you hear
me? I can, yes.
Beautiful. So thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to tell you that I've just discovered you in the past 2 days or so. And you're speaking to my soul. It's beautiful. I want to ask you something. So I have been throughout my business timeline in partnership with companies that I advocated for their products, mainly in health and wellness. So I advocate for products that are great for women's wellness. So, and with my self-love coaching, I offer services of coaching and EFT to improve and to increase their confidence. So I have services and I have products. Is this one business?
Yes, it is. Okay. Well, I mean, let's put it this way. If you are say you have product lines that are created by other businesses,
mm-hmm.
Like, say, essential oils, doTERRA, mm-hmm. or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an aspect of your business that is not entirely within your control.
Mm-hmm.
It then requires a partnership between that business and its deva and your business and your deva. And it becomes mm-hmm. really important for you to recognize that ultimately everything that you do, all the activity in the world of your business is within the field of your business deva, and therefore your values and your gifts mm-hmm. and all the things that we've been talking about apply to that. And so if you find at some point that these companies for which you are an ambassador mm-hmm. or you have mm-hmm. joint venture relationships with, mm-hmm. that your values are being compromised, then you will have to rethink how you approach your partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have to set different boundaries, or you may have to part ways with them altogether, or you need to refine your own systems and make them more robust so that there is greater vibrancy and greater power and strength in your own business so that you do business your way while still continuing to engage in these partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I have been feeling that my desire for creating community is very high, and I have been feeling though that I am not attracting the right customer. What's your insight on having the ideal customer avatar?
Well, I would suggest you go through the world of your business playbook and as honestly as you can, really identify every aspect of your business through that. And when you do, mm-hmm. you will be clear about whom you serve and who you want to serve. If there is a disconnect between who you are attracting and who you want to serve, then you need to look at your communication and look at each aspect of the world of your business and how it differs from your vision for what you mm-hmm. and your business neighbor want to create. All okay. right. Thank you, Christine. Hello. I there's no name on this one and no place, so I don't know who I'm talking to. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Helena.
Hello,
I'm
Helena.
From Spain.
Hi, Helena from Spain. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for holding this space, always, her hero. I just wanted to, because basically my business, I did the business advisor course like 7 years ago, I think, or six, I don't know. And I've been growing my business, but my business is in travel. And it's obviously come to a complete kind of stop. So I think mm-hmm. it's my deva, my business, who called me into this call today mm-hmm. to kind of revisit like what it means. And then going through today, I feel like a lot of the values are still the same, everything that is core, is the system and the processes have changed. So I wasn't sure if it's, yeah, where do I stand with that? And how much do I need to review everything, or do I need to say goodbye to this format and start a new one?
Yeah, those are really profound and essential questions. And I hope that you will take time to sit down with the World of Your Business playbook, with the work from Become Your Own Business Advisor, and with your own desires, like what you want for yourself and your life at this stage, and see, you know, do you still want this business? Do you want a different kind of business? I mean, those are really important questions to explore and to take your time with. You can, you don't just want to launch into a business because that's the thing to do. You really want to know that this is in harmony with this stage of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we're so connected, though. One of the things I did do last year was kind of create my own brand.
Mm-hmm.
But also realize that a lot of what my brand represents is also the success of my business in a way. So I was also unsure how can you honor that, you know.
I'm not sure I understand. What do you mean you created your own brand? You mean a different thing from your business?
Yeah, well, like more like my own personal brand in the sense of like speaking and consulting in terms of...
But that's
of,
all part of your business, isn't it?
Well, the other one is more like a travel experience business, let's say. And this one is more like me as a person that has built that business. But we're still very interrelated because a lot of what I speak about or consult on is also... I built it or learned it with my business, so I feel like we're still.
So in some ways, your business has evolved into something completely different and yet related, because the travel ban completely tanked your business, your previous business,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, that's a really interesting place to be in because you have. Those deep roots already established. You know how, you know what your values are, you know what your business stands for. You're just creating a new form for your business, in a sense. You know, it's like, it's not quite like having a teenager who has now become an adult. It's different than that because it's not about chronology entirely. But it is about a new aspect of the soul of your business coming into form, coming into incarnation.
Yeah, it felt a lot like the inner selves that you were describing at the beginning. It's like an inner self of my business.
It is a new aspect of your business coming into form. I think that's really exciting.
Okay. And would Renew would be good for me, you think, for that? Because it's kind of like the beginning, but I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not, because you do mm-hmm. have the structure of your business in place. It is just this complete stepping over a new threshold and bringing something completely new into the world of form, but your world of your business is still established. It just needs to pivot and to reshape mm-hmm. to support this new work, right?
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Let's see, Robbie from Australia. Hello.
Hello, Hero. Thank you for today. It's lovely to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I've really enjoyed your presentation. Thank you very much. I'm in a slightly different position from the other ladies, and I have had a training business for about 40 years. It's not corporate. I have a book in a few languages. I run retreats. I also have a travel business with my husband, which we do together, but of course I relate to Helena from Spain very much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love the world of my business. I always have. It's always been centered around the heart. But in the last year, I can sense that people want me to do online work, but I haven't felt really drawn to that. And I love training. I love being in the room with people. And, so I'm sort of, the last year, I've really flatlined, I suppose. And the work around renewal really spoke to me. And so I guess my question is, at the age and stage I'm at, so you're a great role model there for me. I'm in my late 60s now, and I've always loved my work. I love being in the training room. And so my question is where to from here for me, and and to get myself re-energized, I suppose. I think that's the big question, because I haven't been stepping up. I've been stepping away and coming up with lots of excuses not to do more. And, so that's me at the moment. Mm. And I love, with my own work, the idea of tenderness and nurturing and light and space and connecting people with their confidence. And, and because I love being in the room so much, which has changed dramatically here, as mm-hmm. everywhere around the world, so I haven't worked for a year. We haven't had tours for a year nor this year, and most of our tour work happens in Europe. So that's different. So my question is one of requiring inspiration and structure, I suppose, to take my business into another field. And I wonder if Renew is appropriate for me at this time. And, that's me. So thank you for your beautiful life and the way that you hold space for us all. It's really lovely.
The interesting thing is that this kind of disruptive, global disruptive event, I mean, this year has disrupted everything. And in some ways, it really offers that opportunity to ask yourself what you really want, and then mm-hmm. to look at what is the essence of what you want versus the form in which it has taken place before. Much like Helena, that the form may need to change in response to changing realities. But if your desire is still there to bring that essence into the world in a new form, then the challenge for you is, how do I craft a form that still offers the things I love about in-person work?
Yes.
But offers it in a way that meets current reality where it is. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And for that kind of exploration, sure, come to Renew. I would love to have you there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Robbie. Be well. Bye bye. Kathy, whoops, I seem to have lost Kathy. Oh, no, got her back. Hi, Kathy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. My dashboard was doing weird things. I have this little pink kind of thing with a hand raised, and your hand kept going up and then disappearing.
Apologies. I think I was just not clear what instruction to do. Thank you for taking my question, and it's great to be here with you, Hiro. I'm a student and friend of Elena, so I discovered you through Elena and Jenny Ferry. And I'm in Dublin, I'm in Ireland. And my question as I'm tuning in is, as I listen to you talk about the stage of business, the type of business that is suitable for this, I'm kind of wondering about mine, because I can make the space to, which is unusual, to participate fully. And my business started off as a passion project for its first 5 years. It was kind of my side project. I worked as a gun for hire in the cultural world in Ireland in order to raise finance to keep the business going. And now it's turned the other direction, and it's my full-time, it's actually turned into kind of three mini businesses in one. But it still feels like it's scaling. It's not completely new, but it's jumped considerably in the last maybe 2 years. I was online and became fully online, obviously, when COVID happened. So I'm just wondering, in terms of stages of development, whether I'm at the right stage of development to benefit from Renew, from this course. And I know people have asked similar questions, but I wonder, could you be specific so I can kind of check the list to see am I in the right position for Renew with you?
Okay. Maybe the one way to answer that question for you, to answer that question for yourself, is for me to just go through the sort of eight areas that we cover in the Clarity Review workbook. So that's the second part of Renew. You know, the first part is going through the World of Your Business playbook to establish your current sort of vision for the business. And the second part is about checking that vision against the actual structure of your business. So the first element is you, just as you are. The second is leadership, team, and culture. The third is products and services. The fourth is market and audience. The fifth is marketing. Sixth is sales. Seventh is operations. And the eighth is finances. So if you have, you know, they don't have, I mean, your particular business doesn't have to have each of these as a separate division. For most solopreneurs, they, you know, we end up kind of having maybe one or two team members or doing a lot of it ourselves. But if you have each of these areas of your business to compare to the vision that you articulated for your business, then yes, come to Renew.
Yeah, beautiful. That sounds. The final two pieces, the operations, just in case this is helpful to somebody else listening, I can get a yes for all of the first maybe six stages, and where I'm unclear on my own journey at the moment is around putting the right team in place. I have lots of part-time people working with and for me. And also, yeah, measuring time and energy with financial goals and like trying to create more bandwidth financially so that I can hire more people to come on board. So they're the two parts that I'm
well, you can run your operations. I mean, I do. My team is small. They've all been with me for a very long time. So we work really well together, and no one on my team is full-time. So, you know, at this stage of my business, there have been other stages in my business. As I said, I'm 72. I'll be 72 this year. So my business has expanded and contracted over the years depending on my own needs and desires and so on. But you can have part-time people and you still can have really robust operations. But operations are really the foundation of your business. I mean, they're the engine that keeps your business running, right? And the same with finances. So if you find that those are the two gaps, I would encourage you to take Renew, because part of what we will do is identify the big challenge, the thing that when you address it changes most everything else in your business.
I'm definitely going to take it. Thank you for taking my question, and I really look forward to enrolling.
You're so welcome. It's lovely to hear your wonderful Irish voice.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Robbie, I have you here with your hand up again, and I don't know if that's because you raised your hand again or because I just something messed up on my dashboard.
No, that was just me making a little error. I didn't know what to do with the hand.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just at this end. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Fernando, hello.
Hello, Hero. Thank you so much for having this little mini retreat or preview. I identify so much with your language. You're like a soul angel, like ever since that I came across on you on Instagram. I'm learning so much just from the questions that everybody has been asking. There's so many questions, but there's two or one, just to not take much of your time. And how do I identify the soul of my business, or how do exercises or meditation, so I don't question it much. I feel that I know, I feel very strong. A lot of my business is around healing and belonging. Mm-hmm. Any tips or suggestions on how to strengthen or how to recognize how my business Deva speaks back to me, or does that make sense?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really helpful, besides just simply having a regular daily practice of connecting with it and communicating with it, so you get to know how it communicates. Like, for me, most devas, because they'll try and meet you where you are. They can't come all the way to where you are, but mm-hmm. they will try and meet you close to where you are. So the way that most devas communicate with me is they invite me to experience whatever I'm asking about or whatever we're exploring together, the way that they experience it, so that I get a whole rounded perspective that is different from my own. Other people experience their business devas through communication, like actually words or images or thoughts or signs that show up, or all of the above, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of different ways. If you're really, if your primary interest is in learning how to communicate more clearly with your business deva and then to apply that communication into the world of your business, especially if your business is around healing, as you said, I would recommend become your own business advisor.
Okay.
There's no shortcut to that process, and it will walk you through 12 weeks of really anchoring meditations and practices and skills that will deepen your understanding of that relationship, of what is possible within that relationship and what is possible in the world of your business through that relationship.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I hope you have like little mini teasers like this, because I there's so much that I got out of this hearing the other ladies, and I guess one of the keywords that I'm looking for is support, and just to be immersed in this little mini preview, I can start mapping all the things that I need to be, that excite me, and that I have the language or words to identify what it is that I want to, the environment support that I need. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Fernando. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I think that's everyone. Thank you so much for being here, for being part of this creation that we have woven together. You know, we bring out different things in each other just by our presence. And your presence has brought about what we've experienced today. So thank you, and I wish you all great blessings for the rest of your day and the rest of your week and the rest of your year. If you want to know more about Renew, please go to hiroboga.com/renew. All the details are there, including the schedule for those 8 days. And if you have other questions about Renew that you kind of forgot to ask, please email support@hiroboga.com, and my team will be really happy to help you. Goodbye.
The moderator has left the conference.